talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today. Exchange Club.
And away we go. It is a getaway Friday, October the 15th, 2021, the last warm day before we get into those autumn temperatures. 15 coming up on 16 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open here. I know we had a call there during the Pastor Spot show, and we had one as we were going off the air at 11 o'clock with our 10 o'clock show. So if you've been trying to get in, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. We'll be on for another hour here, 740-383-9944. And again, it can cover a myriad of topics. We certainly, this morning in hour one, talked a lot about the resignation of the city auditor, Robert Landon. In hour number two, we had Colleen Marshall on. And for some reason, all these things have been very divisive today in people's mind. I'm not sure why, but they have been divisive. So it's been kind of a controversial day, to say the least. But I think I always refer back to Cleveland when they had, oh, and Geraldo, heaven knows that's divisive. But in Cleveland, it was a city block that said, show people the light and they will find their own way. And that was the motto of the news in Cleveland back in the 50s, 60s, 70s. And I wish that was still there, because I believe that's always the point. If you tell people what's going on, they will figure it out. That's it. So this divisiveness that we've got going on now, I think really, I hope, gets better. Because it really, we got to look at the people and what the people are saying. That's really what this is all about. With Colleen Marshall, with Geraldo, with the auditor, with all this. It's really about the job and the people. It's not about political parties and do I like this person and what do they say. It's very odd that way. So give me a call if you've got any thoughts on that, 740-383-9944. And I'm serious to the degree about Jimmy Crumb. I have a whole turnaround on Jimmy Crumb here. Now, I'm not going to say that Jimmy Crumb was nice to me, because he was not. That would be false. I did not have a good relationship with Jimmy Crumb. But now that I know the story of he and Colleen Marshall and him bringing her flowers when Jimmy was rather old and living in an assisted living center, just because Colleen's father had died 2 weeks early and she was graduating from law school, that Jimmy showed up because he knew her father was not going to be there. You know, if that man can do that, I will give him credit for a lot of things and being a good man to certain people. And we just did not have a good relationship. It would be false to say that we did. But I have to give Jimmy Crumb credit for that. And I wish maybe more people thought that way. We base it on people's actions. If I dislike you, I dislike you forever. If I like you, I like you forever. Well, that's not necessarily how life always works. Actions sometimes can swing it from like to dislike, but it can also swing it from dislike to like, or at least tolerance in a lot of situations. 740-383-9944. Anybody have any thoughts on any of this? Now, the reason that this is becoming an issue, just to be frank, it's because when I posted the interview the fact that I was going to have Colleen Marshall on, I never talked about what the interview was about. I never talked about when it was even going to be on. But I had responses of, I'm not going to listen to that. Well, I mean, that's everybody's choice. I can't make you listen to something you don't want to listen to. But before you even know what it's about or when it's on, I have to wonder why is that? Have you met Colleen Marshall? I mean, is there some kind of personal beef there? I mean, the only reason I ever had an issue with, I met Jimmy Crumb. If I would have only gone by what Jimmy Crumb was on the air, I probably never would have had a problem with him. I didn't agree with everything Jimmy Crumb said on the air in regard to sports, but I certainly wouldn't have had a terrible reaction to him. And then we come to the auditor situation, which has been talked to death. But you know what? He resigned yesterday. It hasn't even been 24 hours yet. So it is news. And to act like that's not news is not important, and to not report on that in Marion, Ohio would be completely... It's the most relevant news story we have right now. And to get on this morning and act like it didn't happen, well, that's just not... That's not honest. And we did invite the auditor, former auditor, to come on, and he chose not to. We invited the mayor to come on. He chose to come on. And that's how you do it. You're either available or you're not. We can't drag somebody in here. And we can't force anybody on. So that's that. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. And I'm aware people won't like the speech I'm making right now. I understand that. I mean, goodness gracious, we had the thing back in August with Bill Cosby. Some people loved that he was on. Some people hated that he was on. But you always should be given the option to be on. They are the public airwaves. And if you don't like the person who's on, you can turn it off. But you have to be educational, you have to be informational, and you have to try to relay the best possible version of the facts you have at the time. Until you're told otherwise, and if you are told otherwise, you come on and say that. I learned this. This is different. Here's what we know now. And again, phone lines are open. If anybody's got anything to say, 740-383-9944. 23 minutes past the hour. Do want to relay the message again in regard to... we had Eva Kalb called in earlier, who's also known as Eva Lou, and she's looking for Patsy Kreider and Mary Ann Boyd. Now, she worked with Patsy Kreider and Mary Ann Boyd at Montgomery Ward many years ago, and Eva would like to get in touch with these ladies or have some information on them. Eva's number is 740-499-2328. Does anybody know anything about Patsy Kreider or Mary Ann Boyd, or do any of them happen to be listening to this station? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. But again, that's Patsy Kreider or Mary Ann Boyd. And Eva's number is 740-499-2328. That's Eva Kalb or Eva Lou. Or call the station, 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any information at all on Patsy Kreider or Mary Ann Boyd, who would be ladies probably over the age of 60, who worked at Montgomery Ward here in Marion? 740-383-9944. Or has anything progressed on the Don Fleming issue, which was somebody I was looking for. We did find him a few months ago. He is still living in Marion. One of our callers called and talked to him at that time, and it was my understanding that he was either going to call in or something of that nature. That never happened. So did we ever hear anything more from Don Fleming? Has anybody ever seen him around town? 740-383-9944. All right. And after all that being said, we were doing a thing yesterday, a game, in which we were giving you the name of a country music song, and you had to come up with the performer of that country music song. And that's been a lot of fun. And we're going to get to that here momentarily. But again, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. Here we go. The country music song is Forever and Ever, Amen. Does anybody know who the performer of that song was? Forever and Ever, Amen. Performer of that country music song. Goodbye, Earl. Who was the performer of that song? Goodbye, Earl. All right. Well, maybe here's some answers coming at us right away here. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I got a question about the former city auditor.
Go ahead.
My question is, I'm just getting on the radio about 15 minutes ago. Did you have negative people about it call in?
Well, what happened was, when he resigned yesterday, we got, as soon as we announced his resignation, there were some comments that were sent to us on social media, just to paraphrase, pretty much that we had raked him over the coals over the last few weeks, and that we should be, we're probably happy that he's gone.
Yeah, he raked himself by not coming on or speaking out or... But well, my question, I've seen a lot of things on Marion Crime Chronicles, too, that people were peed off because, you know, he resigned. But why didn't these people that didn't agree with it call in and support him?
Well, what I'm not sure about, you know, I get that people don't want to get into an argument. I can understand that. But what right. I'm not sure about is there are two points here that we know to be true, that have nothing to do with politics, that have nothing to do, even really, with the two points that really have been stark in the last 10 days. He sent out a press release in his writing that said that the books had been sent to the state and that the state was delayed because of COVID, and that's why they hadn't heard anything back. Yesterday, the state auditor himself, Farber's office, said, we have not received anything from Marion.
Right.
Now, do you want to, I mean, that's not anybody local. Is the state auditor lying?
I wouldn't have any reason why, or they wouldn't have a job either. But
the
reason why he don't have a job, because he was lying. I mean, I vote. So, you know, I think he needs to resign or be voted out. I'd rather see him resign because he thinks he got Marion. My opinion is he feels like, I got the better part of Marion, I resigned. No, you done a lot of voters a good thing, I think.
Well, and the other issue that came about in the last 10 days was the police call that he called the police on fellow council member Josh Daniels and said, you stole my mail. And and through a 40-something page investigation, we found out there was no mail to steal.
Yeah, I agree. They could have been out for, you know, someone, you know, anything, a battery, assault, a rape, a murder. Instead, they had to deal with him of his false accusation.
Well,
but I will say one thing. I hate to admit it. I did vote for him. I thought he was going to do a good job. But, boy, what a letdown.
Well, the thing of it is what bothered me about the police report was that we learned through that police report that he had called the police in the past and said that people were trying to hack his computer, and they found that
paranoia.
Not to be true.
Yeah, that's just paranoia. I mean, not doing his job.
Just factual here. I mean, I have his resignation letter, and this is very odd to me. We learned this morning when we had the mayor on, the mayor never got the resignation letter. The auditor sent this to the Marion Star, and the Star sent it to the mayor. The mayor found out the auditor had resigned when a media outlet sent him the resignation note.
Yeah, and the reason why, he wanted to show the mayor, you're not boss. I'm boss, but literally, the mayor wasn't his boss. The mayor said that.
Well, and the final thing about this resignation, which is 4 pages long, it never mentions one time in here anything about the city's finances. Nothing. It's all about the mayor and city council are playing their games. It's about repulsive politics in Marion. It's about his COVID and his family and his children.
Yeah.
There's nothing in here about the city's finances. Nothing.
No. Nothing that, I totally agree. Something else, is that a salary position?
The auditor?
Yeah.
I'm sure it is.
You know, I don't know why. I mean, if he was being paid while he'd been off, I could see paying him for a few weeks. But, I mean, with not having to return to work, I feel like he should have to pay the city of Marion back some money.
You know, I'm not really sure how this will work, to be honest. See, and there's a whole thing, and the mayor got into it this morning, and I don't want to dive too deep, but the first page of this resignation letter is, it says, effective with the appointment of my successor.
Yeah, now, I see now.
But the mayor, at 2:19 yesterday...
Already?
He appointed the interim auditor, Martin Watts, because he explained this morning that he went to the law director and said, is this a resignation? Is he gone now? And did that have something to do with finances? I don't know. This is his own deputy auditor.
You're right. All right, well, I'm going to get off the radio. I'll listen to what anybody has to say.
Well, yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good day, Scott.
Bye-bye. And again, any questions or comments you might have in regard to this, feel free. But those are some things that I think some people maybe should have questions about. And if there are answers, you know, I'm interested. Not that you would have to speak for the auditor, but does anybody have reasoning for any of this stuff that went on in the last 10 days? I mean, is there an explanation? I mean, I'd like to know if there is. Go ahead, caller.
The answer to your questions about the song?
Yes.
Randy Travis, Forever and Ever Amen, and Dixie Chicks, Goodbye Earl.
That's right. Those are the songs. All right, we will get you in twice here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, those were the two singers, performers, for those two particular songs. Forever and Ever Amen was Randy Travis, and Goodbye Earl was the Dixie Chicks. Now, again, if anybody has anything to say, this is your chance to say it. Kind of open phone Marion here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And trust me, we would like to hear from you to see what your opinions are on anything. It is important to us to hear what people have to say, no matter what it is, to be honest with you. Okay, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, if you could get granted one wish by, like, a magic genie or something, who would you rather interview, Geraldo or Robert Landon, if you could only have one?
Well, isn't that an interesting wish?
Hey, you like country music. I have a song that comes to mind right now. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. Bye, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You know what? I'd like to have them both at this particular point. Now, Robert Landon, I'm just curious for the listener's sake. I would like to hear what he has to say in his own words. Maybe there are some explanations for things that have went on. And boy, wouldn't we love to hear them, and wouldn't we love to get them on the record here. We don't delete everything, and this stuff will be around forever. So there's that. Now, Geraldo, as far as I'm concerned with Geraldo, he and I just have a score to settle at this point. Who understands Geraldo? Not me. Okay. Again, if you have anything to say, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 34 and a half minutes past the hour here at WWGH Radio Time. Okay, let's go back to some of these country music songs. Let's see. Summertime. Who performed Summertime? And the other one, I Sang Dixie. Well, how about that? I've never even heard that. Now, I've heard Dixie. I sang Dixie. So those are the two songs. Who were the performers? Summertime and I Sang Dixie. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I Sang Dixie and Summertime. Who were the performers of those very popular country? Would it be a country ditty? Country ditty in this situation? Go ahead, caller.
I Sung Dixie, was that Dwight Yoakam?
That was Dwight Yoakam. Now, was that song about singing the song Dixie?
I ain't for sure. But it was a pretty, he sung it good.
Now, is he still around?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, very interesting. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
All right, I Sang Dixie was Dwight Yoakam. That is right. Who sang Summertime? Summertime. What other songs do we have here? Okay, oh, here's a good one for you. This is an old classic, maybe one of the oldest ones we've done. Kiss an Angel Good Morning. Who did that one? Who performed that song? Kiss an Angel Good Morning. Or Summertime. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Well, Summertime, I remember that being by several different singers.
Now, is that what Google says?
Ella Fitzgerald, yeah, actually it does. Ella Fitzgerald, Willie Nelson?
No. Those aren't the ones we're looking for.
Okay,
thank you. Not those two. Not Willie Nelson, not Ella Fitzgerald. Summertime. Who sang Summertime? Go ahead, caller.
Wasn't that Charlie Pride?
Charlie Pride, and one of my all-time favorite performers.
Yeah, he just recently died, didn't he?
Of COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, it's horrible that happened, but boy, what a legendary guy he was. The legendary.
You're not a kidding.
And he was still performing.
Was he?
I think he was.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, thank you. The legendary Charlie Pride. What a classic he was. Kiss an Angel Good Morning was Charlie Pride. All right. Who sang Summertime? Now, here's one for you. Good luck on this one. You really have to be a country music aficionado to know this one. Settlin'. And that's exactly what it says. S-E-T-T-L-I-N. Settlin'. 740-383-9944. So we have got Summertime and Settlin'. Who were the performers of those songs? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you know the answers. We've got Charlene and Grover today knowing all of our country music trivia. Summertime and Settlin'. One word song titles. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know who the performers of those songs were? 740-383-9944. Summertime or Settlin'? Go ahead, caller.
Yes, is Settlin', is that Sugarland?
That is. Now, that's a... I am surprised that you would know that. Are you a big fan of the country music?
I am. I'm a big fan of Sugarland. They had several hits several years back, and yeah, I just happened to know that one.
Now, what is Settlin' about?
It's just talking about, it's actually settling. I'm not settling for this, I'm not settling for that. They just abbreviated it.
They countried it up.
Yep, they countried it up. Yeah, they sure did.
Were you a fan of Charlie Pride?
Charlie Pride. Yeah, I like Charlie Pride, but I'm not too familiar.
Well, we just did Kiss an Angel Good Morning. I mean, what a great performer he was.
Oh, he was. Absolutely. But I love my country music.
Hey, who's your favorite?
favorite of all time would probably, and she's kind of a crossover artist, but I do love Shania Twain's early country music.
She was very, who is, though, now see, this is a big one, who is the queen of country music?
Well, probably Dolly Parton, wouldn't you say?
I would say if you're talking about movies and record sales and writing songs, I don't think there's ever been a mogul bigger than Dolly Parton, but I bet if you would ask Dolly Parton, she would say Patsy Cline or Loretta Lynn.
Yeah, I bet you're right. Absolutely. Yeah.
But I think when the history's all written, even with the Reba McEntires, and she's had great successes outside of music, I don't think anybody transcended with hit movies and hit records and was also the prolific writer that Dolly Parton was.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yep, and then, of course, I mean, you just head down to Tennessee and Pigeon Forge area. I mean, she's just all over the place, and she's got so many different show places and different things. She's just all over the place.
You know, and the thing about her, she had very few flops. I mean, there have been some songs that didn't do very well, but it's interesting to me that 9 to 5, she had the hit song. The movie was a hit. She also was able to do duets, like with Kenny Rogers. I read recently where Islands in the Stream is considered the greatest country duet of all time.
Yeah, she definitely is a jewel of country music, that is for sure. And, queen of country music, I think she's definitely right up there with the top, for sure. Definitely the top two or three, I would say.
Well, and longevity, I think, plays a part. Now, the interesting thing, you mentioned Shania Twain. It's an interesting conversation. Why do you think people like Shania Twain and Faith Hill, who were big and are big in country music, could never I mean, they're not movie stars. They're not... Faith Hill did duets with her husband, but never, they didn't do the Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, Patsy Cline type of thing. Why were they not able to break out of that?
You know, I think it has something to do with magnetic personalities. If you watch an interview with Shania Twain, she interviews well, but she just doesn't interview like Dolly Parton does.
Dolly's a funny interview. You know, she talks about her chest, talks about her hair, she doesn't take herself seriously.
Exactly. And Faith Hill's the same way. She's very charming as an interview, but she just doesn't have the magnetic personality, I think, that some of the others have, although Faith and Shania are both very, very charming. But, I don't think they have a personality. They had crossover songs, so they had a lot of fans in both genres of music. But, I just don't think they had the magnetic personality, especially that Dolly did, and weren't able to kind of break out from that, I guess.
Well, and age is a thing right now, but final question on this. It sounds funny to ask it because of the age and because of them both still being around, but when they're both long gone, 150 years from now, is Taylor Swift going to give Dolly a run for her money?
You know, I think she might, because Taylor, she has a way of capturing your heart for some reason, and I don't know if it's the way that she sings, or she just, if you watch her music videos, that lady knows how to do a music video, I'll tell you what.
And she's...
I've never been to one of her concerts, but watching her music videos and watching her concerts on video, man, she knows how to do a concert.
Well, but she would go out with these high-profile men, and then she would write a song, and she would never relate it to any of the men, but... people would be guessing who that, like the Vain song, and boy, I thought she is smart, and inviting her fans over to her house and filling stadiums. Taylor Swift has almost become an industry, and I can't say anybody since Dolly Parton in the country music industry has had that kind of success or crossover. Taylor Swift is considered big with kids who, if you asked them if they like country music, they would say no, but they like Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. That you walk into any store, and I was just in one the other day, and I don't know if you're familiar with the song, Look What You Made Me Do,
yes,
that she sings.
Yeah.
And that song was playing, and I went into another store, I think, and I believe it was an American Eagle store, which is, teens shop there, and that song was playing loud, you know. People just love her.
And Paper Rings and songs from the beginning of her career. We talked about Tim McGraw the other day. I mean, very sharp, and she's, what, 30, 35 at this point, not even that old.
Right. She's got a ways to go, and she has time to adjust her career to really go any direction she wants to go.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks. Good to talk to you, Scott.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our friend Nate out there, and remember, Nate can be heard every Wednesday, Offbeat News and Trivia, a great show here, 4:10 to 5 p.m. on this station. And Nate does a similar thing to what we're doing here. Trivia. Hey, maybe Nate will do some country music trivia this week. I know he's out there. Hey, Nate, there's some Dolly Parton week this week on Offbeat News and Trivia. I bet you could find enough Dolly Parton trivia to fill 45 minutes. So much stuff that Dolly has done. But Settlin' was Sugarland. Now, the other one hanging out there is Summertime. Does anybody know who did Summertime? Country music. 740-383-9944. Well, this one's kind of a dead giveaway. Very popular song, very popular performer. Friends in Low Places. Who did that one? Friends in Low Places. 740-383-9944. So we've got Summertime. Still waiting on that one. Not sure who did that one. And Friends in Low Places. You have to say it like that, too. Go ahead, caller.
I think your other color.
My other color?
Yeah, Summertime from Porgy and Bess. Everybody and their brother sings that. But I think the Summertime you're wanting is Kenny Chesney.
Right. Porgy and Bess, I don't think, was a country tune.
Well, I never said they was.
Oh, no, but I think that's what the confusion was.
Right.
But see, that's when you know it's a Google. Because nobody knows that Summertime was ever in Porgy and Bess.
I knew it. I didn't Google that.
No, don't lie to me.
Scott, that is offensive. I am a lot of things, but a liar is not one.
Well, I'm not saying you're... I think maybe you've had one too many fruitcakes and the oxygen has been shut off to your brain.
I want to get that started.
Well, we're getting close. But in any event, no, you're right. Summertime was Kenny Chesney. Now,
yeah, everybody that goes on them singing shows, everybody and their brother does the Porgy and Bess version. I like Fantasia Barone the best.
Really? There's Porgy and Bess, the Summertime version, is still popular?
Anybody has to sing Summertime if you want to make it big.
Do they know it's from Porgy? Do they even know what Porgy and Bess is?
Well, if I know it and I ain't that smart, I'm sure they do.
Oh, that's not true. But I'm saying, Porgy, that's fascinating to me that people would know. Who's your vote, though? I know you're probably out there driving the bus, so I want to get this in.
I don't drive and talk. I'm on my lunch break.
Oh, okay. Well, good, then. We can talk a minute. Who's the queen of country? What do you think of Nate and I's conversation there?
Well, as much as I hate to admit it, because in my personal opinion, I like Loretta better, but you probably are right.
Dolly?
When you take into consideration everything that is Dolly, I mean, she's got her own theme park, her own movies, her, you know, her music, all her duet. I mean, she's done it all. There's nothing she hasn't done.
But is Taylor Swift?
Loretta's got a great big, you know, ranch down
there.
Trailer.
She's got a great big trailer.
Trailer. Good Lord.
No, but is Loretta Lynn, or no, Loretta Lynn, is Taylor Swift going to give Dolly a run?
Yeah, here's what I think, though. Now, you and I talked about Patsy Cline the other day. I think had her life not been cut short, she'd have blown both of them right out of the water. No, it takes a very... I have heard in my life one or two people that could sing like her, but a lot of people, she's often imitated, but you know, never duplicated.
Is Tammy Wynette in there anywhere?
She's just not one of a million. She's one, or not one in a million. She's one of a million.
Do you have any explanation of why people like Shania and Faith Hill were never able to have crossover hits?
No. I got nothing on that.
Yeah.
The only thing I am sure of is that Patsy, if she would have kept on living, she'd have been bigger than all of them.
I'm impressed, though, about Porgy and Bess, that people in this day and age know about Porgy and Bess. That's fascinating.
I learned about it in school.
Well, yeah, but I think, you know, we get to this point in life, we forget about Porgy and Bess, and certainly that there was a song called Summertime in it.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
hey, thank you.
It's a pretty catchy little tune.
It is. Thank you.
Doodle.
All right, the Summertime we were looking for was Kenny Chesney. All right. Friends in Low Places, everybody knows that. Who's going to be quick enough to the telephone for Friends in Low Places? All righty, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Friends in Low Places is Garth Brooks.
And that could not have been a Google. You have to know that.
No, I absolutely love Garth Brooks. I got Friends in Low Places.
Who's the queen of country?
In my opinion, back in the olden days, it was Patsy Cline, but I think it's Reba McEntire now.
Now, do you really think Reba topped Dolly?
Not really. I mean, Dolly did have some good songs back in the day, but, I mean, back in the day, my dad absolutely loved Patsy Cline.
Well, what Dolly, and Patsy didn't because of the tragic plane crash, but Dolly,
right.
9 to 5 was a hit movie.
Yeah.
Dollywood down there. She has her own theme park, which has thrived. She wrote Whitney Houston's song from The Bodyguard, which was a huge hit. Yeah.
I did.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah. What's the song, the big hit Bodyguard song that was so big? What's it called?
With the one that Whitney Houston was?
I Will Always Love You.
I Will Always Love You.
Yeah. Dolly Parton wrote that.
Yeah.
So, and Dolly also has had television shows. Now, Reba did, she probably came the closest after Dolly. She did have a television show. She did
do
some
comedy.
Yeah, she did do some Broadway. I think she was Annie, Get Your Gun. I think she was in that. So she had that, but she never, I mean, everybody still knows who Dolly Parton is. She's still doing stuff. Reba has kind of went off into the ether a little bit. And Shania Twain and Faith Hill, who are after Reba and Dolly, never got, I mean, they were big in country music, but they never got play anywhere else. And Loretta Lynn really never got play anywhere
else. Loretta Lynn, yeah, I mean, she was pretty big, too.
But I don't think she had the success of The Coal Miner's Daughter, but people forget
right. She
wasn't in that movie.
Yeah, is she still alive?
I think, yeah, she had some strokes,
I think
though.
She is. Oh,
yeah.
She did. I didn't know that either.
But I think Taylor Swift might be a contender here.
Well, you never know.
She's got some strong success. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Charlene's in again, Sarah's in, Nate's in, Grover's in, Charlene's in, Friends in Low Places with Garth Brooks, of course. Okay, let's get two more in here. Still got a few on the list. Any Man of Mine. Well, speaking of one of those people we were just talking about, Any Man of Mine. And here's another one for you. Free and Easy. How about that one? Free and Easy. So we've got Any Man of Mine and Free and Easy. Who sang those songs? 740-383-9944. Any Man of Mine and Free and Easy. 740-383-9944. These are country music hits we're doing today here on WWGH Radio. All righty, go ahead, caller.
Shania Twain.
Yep, can't miss that one.
No.
We got her in there. Thank you. Shania Twain did Any Man of Mine, no doubt about that. Who did Free and Easy? Free and Easy. And we've also got Fancy. How about that? Speaking of people we've been talking about. Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost our caller there. So we've got Free and Easy. Who did Free and Easy? And as I said, speaking of people we were just talking about, who did the song Fancy? 7408-383-9944. That's 7403839944. Free and easy and fancy are the two we've got. We've only got three left today, and those are two of the three. The song Free and Easy and Fancy. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
That'd be Reba.
Reba. Now, who's the queen? Who's the queen of country?
Well, I think, in my opinion, right now, it'd be Loretta Lynn.
Now, you say Loretta.
Yeah.
Now, where do you think Dolly Parton is in that?
Well, she's there. I think just because her fame and stuff might put her there, but I still feel when they used to do the Western thing on there on television, the country and Western stuff, they had her out there at one time as the queen of country.
Now is Reba McEntire in there anywhere?
Not my opinion. Neither is Taylor Swift, because the way she changes over in different songs, that's not country.
Well, that's true. Now, what do you think, though? Do you have a theory on Shania Twain and Faith Hill, why they couldn't get past whatever level they had?
I don't know why they went like they did, you know, because they just didn't get involved in a lot and get out there like they should have.
Well, that was what was strange. I mean, Shania Twain had number one songs, so did Faith Hill, but it seemed like they had two or three number ones, but then that was kind of it. I mean, they kept releasing things. They never did a hit movie. They never branched out into anything else.
Yeah. But that's like you asked that song the other day about Taylor Chang, about Tim McGraw. And I thought that he had a making in that, and then she sang it.
Well, that very well could be. This is why Faith Hill, I think, got a lot of attention, and I hate to say it, but it's because Tim McGraw was a big star, too, and when you have two stars that marry each other, that becomes a big story, and I think it made both of them bigger at the time. I don't think on their own, that probably would have been a bigger story.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling, Ralph.
Well, put mine on Sarah.
I'll put it in Sarah's name. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right, Ralph weighs in. Loretta Lynn, the queen of country. Okay, the songs we've got left here. Free and Easy. Who did Free and Easy? And our last song, There's No Getting Over Me. How about that? 3 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. We've got There's No Getting Over Me and Free and Easy. Those are the two songs that we have left. 740-383-9944. 3 minutes left and two songs. Who performed Free and Easy? And who performed There's No Getting Over Me? Country music trivia here on WWGH Radio. 740-383-9944. Who's got the answers for us? So far we've got Charlene and Grover and Nate and Sarah in the competition. And other callers like Ralph, who called in and put in Sarah. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Are we going to get these two songs? We've got two songs in 2 minutes here. Who performed Free and Easy? Country music song here. Who performed There's No Getting Over Me? 740-383-9944. Remember, Angie and I will be on tonight. Angie Evers, 8:10 until 10 p.m. on this station. Maybe her and I tonight. We'll talk about the Queen of Country. Who and who is not the Queen of Country? But I think we have the names right. Loretta Lynn, Patsy Cline, Dolly Parton, Shania Twain, Faith Hill, Reba McEntire, Taylor Swift. That's probably the right neighborhood. The two songs, Free and Easy, and There's No Getting Over Me. Does anybody know who did those songs? 1 minute left now. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Maybe we'll also do Kerfluffle tonight, too. Does anybody know who did these songs? They're both fairly popular names in the country music arena. The songs, again, There's No Getting Over Me, and Free and Easy, 740-383-9944. And remember, Eva Kalb is looking for Patsy Kreider or Mary Ann Boyd, who used to work at Montgomery Ward. If anybody knows Patsy Kreider or Mary Ann Boyd, or if they're listening, call Eva Kalb at 740-499-2328. All right, looks like we're not going to get anybody to answer our last two questions here. Free and easy, and there's no getting over me. Nobody knows the performers to those two songs. 740-383-9944. All right, let's do the drawing here today. Who is our big winner? We've got Wild's tickets today, I think is what we're down to. And you'll have to pick these up Monday between 4 and 5. It looks like it is Charlene. All right, there we go. That's how we do it today. I'll be back with Angie Evers tonight, 8:15 until 10 p.m. For now, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Just heard Taco Bell went in franchise, so we get the news. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
The legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
What would we do without gossip, for heaven's sake? Oh, oh.